Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.
There's a teacher in Mexico that has stopped students from cheating during exams by putting cardboard boxes on their heads. First of all, isn't it like day two of school? They have an exam?
That's his problem.
Where'd you get all these boxes? And whatever happened to thinking outside the box?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they got to be like stuffy thinking in a box?
That method works really well if it's your husband cheating as well.
That's funny.
Yeah, just wear this.
Ryder and Lisa.
A vegan has taken her neighbor to court because they're always cooking on the barbecue, meat and fish.
She said, "All I can smell is fish. I can't enjoy my own backyard." And I get it, sister. Every single day at 9 a.m., Ryder heats up his tuna sandwich at work.
First of all, I've never had a tuna sandwich at work. Secondly, you don't heat up tuna sandwiches.
Sorry, your tuna melt.
Oh, yeah, I have those daily. But now a Facebook group is assembling to cook meat outside of this woman's home. Specifically, they're going to have a big, like, outdoor meat cook.
There's 9,000 people that have said that they're interested in the event. I mean, when you hear about a free barbecue, it's like, yeah, sign me up.
See, I feel like on both ends of this, the reaction is
aggressive.
A little over the top. First of all, don't take your neighbors to court because they're barbecuing. Maybe just say, like, hey, I'm having some vegan friends over on Friday. Are you cool? Maybe not barbecuing that day. Or, hey, is there any way we could figure something out so I can spend some time outside? It just really does bother me, the smell of cooking meat. And I can understand that for a vegan, that that would be a smell you don't want to be around.
Well, and like as soon as summer hits, the first nice day every year, all I smell are people's barbecues. It doesn't matter if they're my next door neighbor or they're down the street. I'm like, dang, someone is barbecuing burgers.
Right. Yeah, yeah, totally. So I get that there has to be maybe a better angle that she could have went about.
Mm-hmm, but going straight to court, I don't know.
And I also think that this reaction by the meat community is a little over the top, too. Like, you're seriously going to rub this in her face?
Yeah, she just cares about animals. Let her care about animals.
Yeah. This is happening here, too. I've noticed a very similar story where Johnny Infamous, who rocks the show right after us every weekday.
He's been a vegan for a couple years now.
Yeah, and is even the host of Vegan Fest, so he posted about that. And then our next door neighbor at work, our work neighbor, Lachlan on Cruise FM, decides that he's going to try to get the Edmonton Meat Fest happening and wants to be the host.
Just to rub it in Johnny's face.
And is taking pictures and posting them under. And like, I like eating meat. I don't like sitting down to a plate that doesn't have any protein on it.
Right.
For me, that's what I look forward to the most. So I get it. But can we not just start letting vegans be vegans? Well, and I'm looking at these two pictures. Sure as hell to me looks like Johnny's diet is healthier than Lachlan's from the picture. Talking annoying neighbors coming up next. This in the wake of this story that's gone viral in Australia with the vegan living next to the meat lover. So that's on the way. What annoys you about your neighbor? We can keep it anonymous if you want.
Yeah.
Right now, though, a segment we call Unsung Heroes, where we give shout-outs to people and things that don't normally always get them.
Shout-out to teachers. 2 days down, 2 boxes of wine down. Good job.
Only 216 to go. Shout out to the guy in your office who refuses to stop talking to you, even though you're clearly working.
Yeah, not looking up from your computer.
God, shut the...
Shout out to busy transit this week. Don't worry. It's going to slow down once kids stop going to class next week.
Shout out to Oilers fans who talk nonstop about the team throughout the summer when no one cares. It's just about time that some people will care again.
Ladies, we don't get Sundays anymore. It's all about sports, football. We're getting no attention. Shout out to the trinkets for sale in the lineup to pay at HomeSense. You're right. I do need a small candle and a box of chocolate and a toilet brush and a baby bib. Throw in a mini towel rack. Sure. Okay.
Shout out to having a few extra pounds on me this year. Should help if a game of spin the bottle ever breaks out.
Why?
I just take up more of the circle now.
Oh. I was like, I don't get it. Shout out to the movie It Chapter 2. It's in theaters as of tonight. Great. Now you've reminded all of those creepy clowns that are going to be taking a break from playing Dungeons and Dragons in their basement suites to start terrorizing neighborhoods again. Did that make sense?
Yeah, you worked your way through it.
I did. It was a struggle, but we got there.
Shout out to Lisa, who's been drinking this morning.
No.
Shout out to Goldfish.
The actual fish or the cracker?
The actual fish.
Okay.
For introducing my daughter to death.
Oh.
And that's another episode of Unsung Heroes.
Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
It's a big day. September 5th is National Cheese Pizza Day.
Okay, we need to discuss.
I always thought cheese pizzas were just for kids, right? That's what they want all the time. Those are the ones that like end up getting left. There's half slices everywhere because kids are terrible at eating. But then I figured it out. All you got to do is have a little marinara with it, and you're dipping straight cheese bread into tomato sauce and giving a little extra punch. So
you need to get a bit more specific about what type you tried that changed your life.
So the Pizza Hut cheese pizza with stuffed crust and then the marinara sauce. I'm telling you, I don't even get things on my pizza anymore when I'm ordering it for my daughter and I.
It's so simple.
And it's so much cheaper. The toppings are what'll get you.
It tastes like butter, and that's why I love it.
Yeah.
It's like you're eating a stick of delicious, warm butter.
It doesn't sound that delicious.
It's so good.
All right, so happy National Cheese Pizza Day, kids and parents.
It Chapter 2 is in theaters, well, tomorrow. There's probably the sneak preview tonight, but someone wrote in that they went to one last night, like a sneak preview, and there were red balloons in the crowd. No. There's also screenings where only clowns can go. Like, you have to dress up like a clown. Like, that sounds like the worst thing to do.
Apparently, the preview that, like, you hear here on Power 107, we're playing them.
Mm-hmm.
The commercial is scaring kids pretty bad.
Not only that, but the massive billboards and posters that have been spotted showing the clown are giving kids nightmares to the point where parents are on the news saying, like, I get that you're excited about your movie, but we don't all want to see this plastered everywhere.
Even when I'm flipping through finding movies with my daughter, the few times that we'll see like the original It or the last one as an option, she's like, no,
it's
change
so
it.
Scary.
I don't want to look at that.
The scariest scene, hands down, is in the original It movie when he's standing behind the clothes that are being pinned up to dry in the yard.
Okay.
And then the two sheets like break apart and he's just standing there. Like, that haunts me to this day.
It's crazy how horror movies can actually like just sketch a part of your brain from when you're a kid. Like, you remember being that scared vividly.
Well, even our roommate Grant Johnson was saying that he saw the girl from The Ring like in his room the other night. Like, he's like, I woke up and there was a girl with long black hair like standing at the end of my bed, and I was like, what? And then last night I couldn't fall asleep. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning and I was like, she's in my bed.
No, he didn't actually see it, just in case my daughter's listening right now. He was just dreaming,
he
honey.
He was dreaming. So was I.
Speaking of It, Chapter 2, we've got your tickets up for grabs tomorrow morning.
We're
going to send Lisa out with a red balloon to tie on a gutter somewhere. And if you find it, you'll win. We're even going to hook you up with popcorn.
I don't like spenders. You always make me do things with balloons. Don't you people know that I hate balloons? They always pop. Every time I am near a balloon, it pops.
Also trending this hour, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, frequent co-star with Kevin Hart, had been scheduled to be the first guest. Sorry, Kevin Hart had been scheduled to be the first guest on Kelly Clarkson's new syndicated talk show,
which I'm excited to check out.
But Johnson ended up stepping up to take
his place
because he's in the hospital after that horrible car accident. Thankfully, he's okay.
Don't you think Kelly Clarkson would be a great TV host, like daytime television? Or do you think she'd be like Rachel Ray and kind of annoying?
No, I'm all right with Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson. Do it.
That should have been the first guest.
Totally.
Steve Carell, right?
Yeah.
That's what's trending this hour. Kelly Clarkson.
Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Power 107.
How did a horror movie shape your childhood? 780-784-7107. I know for me, my brother was always very scared of horror movies, and I really looked up to him, so I decided I was going to be really scared of horror movies, too. I don't know why I tried to mimic my life after such a wimp, but I did.
Yeah, think of all those movies you missed out on as a child.
I know. And like, even I remember going to my buddy Dustin Lott's grade 2 birthday party, and they were watching a bit of a scary movie, and I sat behind the couch with like my hands over my ears, other than when I was eating from the chip bowl.
Yeah.
Just because, so I wouldn't have to watch a scary movie. I thought it was cool to be scared of them.
Yeah. I grew up in a household where my parents didn't really care what we watched, except for Maury. Like, my dad would come home from work, and he'd be like, absolutely not, turn it off. Maury and the Simpsons. He's like, this is garbage. You're not watching this. But
he just didn't want anybody to ask if he was the father. Just kidding.
You're funny. But no, I had one birthday party where we were watching What Lies Beneath, and I was probably 10, 11, too young, but super excited to watch a scary movie. And then all of a sudden, Lori at my birthday party starts crying. So my mom had to turn the lights on and take the movie out. And then we had to watch something lame. So I could have gotten into scary movies, but that was taken away from me. And now I'm scared of scary movies.
Lori. Thanks a lot, Lori.
Thanks a lot.
780-784-7107. The original It. What do you got?
My sister's birthday, and I was probably like 8 years old or whatever. And I was told they were watching It in another room. And I was like told I couldn't go in to watch it. I was like banished because I was too young and I'd have nightmares. Ended up sneaking in, and it was the worst decision I ever made in my life. Like, I went in, I was like hiding in the back, and I was watching it, and it was literally in my nightmares for like 6 months after that. And even to this day, kind of sometimes. And my grandma's house, you know the scene when there's like blood that bubbles out of the sink?
Yep.
Yeah, so my grandma's bathroom was pretty much a replica of that bathroom.
No.
So anytime I'd go to the bathroom at my grandma's house when I was a kid, I'd like have PTSD flashbacks of that part of the movie. So it's true that stuff like that stays with you from when you're traumatized as a kid to like horror movies, even when you're an adult.
Big time. Did it stop you from washing your hands at your grandma's?
Oh, every time.
Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Just memories from childhood coming out of that song. I have to talk about it. Well, I had Paula Abdul's poster hanging in my closet because I didn't want my brothers to know that I was a huge fan. So every morning I could like spread my clothes and have a little peek at her without getting made fun of.
Like your clothes in your closet?
Yeah.
Okay. We got a text.
No, I didn't get naked and then look at the poster.
Well, questionable.
No, I would move my closet closed so okay. I could see.
Thanks for clarifying. This text says, wow, this is the song that I danced to when I was 14 years old for the Mickey Mouse Club auditions in Vancouver. I love it.
Awesome. I'm starting to think that you maybe don't know the lyrics to that.
Nobody song. Knows the lyrics to that song.
Oh, okay.
In hand your hook, you laid it, violated in this dance hall. We got your hook, you laid it. Right? That's how everyone sings it, though. Just me?
Just you, eh?
Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Here's another episode of What's Happening in Maidstone.
This is from the What's Happening in Maidstone Facebook group. Don't try to add it.
It's a private group.
It's a private group. They won't let you in unless you're from there.
That's actually not true. Our good friend Liz got accepted into the group.
I accepted her.
Good for you, because she was just so intrigued by all of the drama that you bring to light from this Facebook page. There's not a lot to do in Maidstone, so this is where the excitement comes from.
Complaining on Facebook or charity work.
Yes.
Those are what people are good at.
Perfect.
Janelle wrote, wondering if anyone has any extra apples this year. Andrea responded with, have you checked with your mom? Janelle said, oh, just did. Actually, she has lots. Thanks, everyone. You think she would have started there?
And that's another exciting episode of What's Happening in Maidstone.
Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide. Power.